You're listening to Radio EcoShock every Friday at 1 o'clock on CFRO 102.7 FM, Co-op Radio in Vancouver. Here in BC, oceans are in trouble. Fish stocks collapsing, unsustainable practices. So in the studio today, we have Catherine Stewart, the campaign director for BC-based Living Ocean Society. Catherine, how do we figure out what fish to eat and what to avoid as threatened or unsustainable?
Well, actually, a coalition of five very respected Canadian environmental groups, including Living Ocean Society, just last week launched a new program called Sea Choice. And it's an analysis of both the fish that are sold in Canadian markets and retail outlets and restaurants, as well as fisheries that are undertaken in Canada. The program is based on the Monterey Bay Aquarium standards that look at the sustainability and health of the stocks, the method of fishing, the impact on the stocks, and whether or not they're in good shape or bad shape. And the difference is it's made in Canada by Canadians and for Canadians. So part of that program, it has produced a small wallet card that you can carry with you that lists fish as green, which is go, they're fine, they're in good shape. Yellow, which means you should be more cautious, only eat them occasionally. In some cases, you need to look for up-to-date information on our website. And red, which are no-go. These stocks are in trouble, the fisheries are unsustainable, and you should avoid eating them.
So that's easy. I could be a card-carrying fish lover then.
You could indeed.
All right. Well, I noticed from your website that one company, Albion Fisheries or Neptune Foods, has supported this new Sea Choice program. But where do the big supermarket chains stand?
Well, at the moment, they're standing far away and far back. There's no labeling in most major Canadian supermarkets. There are no stickers to indicate whether a fish is coming from a stock that's healthy and sustainable. They don't even label whether salmon, in many cases, they don't label whether salmon is farmed or wild. And certainly farm salmon has a lot of problems associated with it. Now, there are some smaller retail chains and health food and specialty stores that are becoming more selective about the type of fish that they carry. And restaurants, a lot of restaurants have joined programs like the Aquarium's OceanWise program that identifies some stocks as being sustainable and more favorable to ocean ecosystems and ocean health. But we have a long way to go. Generally, in the major retailers, the supermarket chains in Canada, there has been no change, and they're still selling everything and anything. And we're hoping that this program will help set them on a path to a more sustainable direction.
All righty. Well, the Sea Choice campaign has a few different aims. You want to work with industry, you say, and to push them towards sustainability, and with governments and First Nations people, the supermarkets, as we talked about, and the fish sellers. But where do we fit in, the people who just like to eat well from the sea?
Well, for starters, you can start by carrying the wallet cards and checking out our website. The coalition, Sustainable Seafood Canada, includes the Sierra Club, the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society, the David Suzuki Foundation, on the East Coast, the Ecology Action Center, and of course, Living Ocean Society. The cards are available from any and all of those groups. Once you've got that card in your pocket, the main thing to do is ask. If you go out for dinner in a restaurant, ask about the fish on the menu. Ask your waitress, where are these prawns from? Are they farmed or are they wild? Were they caught locally or were they caught somewhere else? Ask about the fish and try and find out as much as you can. They may not know the answer. In many cases, they won't know the answer, but you'll have your wallet card with you. You can make the choice to say, even if you know that the fish is red listed, to ask where it's from, ask the waitress about it or waiter, and then tell them that you're not going to order it because you know it's unsustainable, and encourage them to carry sustainable seafood products. We also have available through the Sea Choice program little what we call drop cards, which are like a little business card size card that has Sea Choice logo on the front and says on the back a message like, we like your establishment, we really appreciate the food, we want to come back, but we encourage you to become a partner in Sea Choice and to start carrying more sustainable products. You can also talk to your government representatives, of course. I mean, a lot of the reasons why fisheries are unsustainable is because the regulations aren't strict enough, they're not well monitored, the Department of Fisheries and Oceans isn't doing a good enough job. Hold your elected officials accountable. Demand that they do a better job. One unsolicited letter from an individual who cares is worth more than 500 signatures on a petition. So if you care about these issues, then let the government know, and that will help us and help you.
Where can people get more information? What was that website?
Seachoice.org, not .com, .org, Seachoice.
All right. Well, in a couple of minutes, we'll be back with Catherine Stewart, this time to get the scoop on the demand for really safe practices from the aquaculture industry. As it is, farmed salmon are threatening our wild stocks, which are already in trouble. Let's listen to this piece first.
We've launched this campaign, Pure Salmon, to talk about the problems with salmon aquaculture.
Sea lice are a small crustacean, so they're the same group as crabs or shrimp, except they're parasitic and they have a particular taste for salmon. And that's why we see so many around salmon farms. Well, they're a problem because they actually eat the salmon. They're what's known as an ectoparasite, or a parasite that sits on the outside of the fish, and when they land on the fish, they start from the outside and eat their way in. The fish that are, when they hit the ocean, are about the size of a AA battery. And the lice themselves are about the size of an eraser head on a pencil. So to put it into terms that are relative to a human, it would be the same as you having 50-pound lice chewing through your back. When you have significant aquaculture activity in open net pens, you also have a response in the wild salmon trout populations of rapid decline. And we've seen this in Europe, and now we seem to be repeating the European experience here. We look across the world where you have open net pen industrial salmon farming and wild salmon and trout populations, the story is the same again and again and again. The wild fish pay the price because you've got an abundance of fish. Again, you've got a million fish in a small net pen. As soon as one of them gets infected, all of them will become infected. And when all of them become infected, they produce a vast amount of these infective parasitic larvae, which have no choice but to infect the wild fish as they swim by. We've seen this again and again. The weight of the independent scientific world, or the weight of the evidence generated by independent scientists, is unanimous and speaks with a single voice that the farms are a major driving force in the decline of these wild populations.
The Pure Salmon Campaign's ultimate goal is to get producers to change the way they farm salmon currently. And if they do that, then the full promise of aquaculture will be realized, and we'll have more fish and good, healthy fish for people to eat.
Canada has its own Farmed and Dangerous campaign on aquaculture. Catherine Stewart, why should we care about it?
Well, the aquaculture industry, the open net cage industry in British Columbia, is having a very profound environmental impact. The waste from the farms is accumulating on the bottom and smothering the benthic or ocean bottom environment. It's being carried away from the farms in high areas of high tidal flushing and landing on clam beaches, contaminating clams and making them inedible, which is a real serious concern for First Nations issues. There are escape fish colonizing our rivers in BC, and even though the industry has claims to have improved its practices in recent years and reduced the number of escapes, we still have colonizers out there. More than 80 BC rivers have been tracked to have Atlantic salmon in them that clearly have escaped from the fish farms. There are huge concerns with the Liberal government's agenda for expanding the industry throughout the coast of BC, but above all else is the threat to our wild salmon stocks, the threat from sea lice and disease, and in particular the sea lice attacking the juvenile fish. And we should care because wild salmon are the backbone of the coastal ecosystem in British Columbia. They're the foundation on which all other life is built. If you like bears, if you like orca whales, if you like eagles, if you care about ancient old growth cedar trees, all of those depend on salmon for nutrients. 70% of the nitrogen in old growth trees in riparian areas on the coast of BC, the nitrogen comes from wild salmon. It's dragged into the woods by the predators, and it fertilizes the growth of those forests. So everything rests on a foundation of healthy wild salmon stocks, and there are countless threats to those salmon stocks, but the aquaculture industry is one that we can do something about.
And that's because it's inshore, it's within our legislative powers or within the government powers to do something about it?
Absolutely. I mean, it sounds very benign to say salmon farmers. Farming we think of as like a family-run operation. But about 90% of the farm salmon that are produced on the BC coast are produced by foreign-owned corporations, giant multinationals, Nutreco from Holland, Panfish based in Norway, Cermaq based in Norway. You know, these are foreign owners who are exploiting the coast of British Columbia for their profit and gain, and the regulations that control these farms are very weak, and we're not doing anywhere near enough to address the impact that they're having on our wild stocks.
Who is working on this issue now?
Well, there's a number of groups working on it. In fact, Living Oceans Society is part of a 9-member coalition called the Coastal Alliance for Aquaculture Reform. We're often dubbed by the industry advocates as being anti-aquaculture, which is not the case. That's why we're called about aquaculture reform, because we want to see the industry make a transition into far more sustainable practices than are currently in use. We believe there is a place for aquaculture in today's society if it's done right. And right now in BC, it's being done very badly. So the coalition includes Living Ocean Society, the David Suzuki Foundation, the Georgia Strait Alliance. There's quite a number of groups, and also the Musquamaw-Zawadanik Tribal Council, a group of 4 First Nations based in the Broughton Archipelago, which is an area at the north coast of Vancouver Island that has one of the highest concentrations of fish farms in the province. These First Nations have been living with the impacts of these farms for years. The rockfish in their areas are contaminated with mercury that's originating from the farms. Their clam beds are poisoned with waste from the farms. They're feeling the impact more than anyone, and they're trying to work towards changes in the practices of open net cage aquaculture in BC.
Well, we've definitely got to do something about that. What is the website for CAR, this coalition of BC groups?
Farmedanddangerous.org, all one word, farmedanddangerous.org.
That's pretty easy to remember, I'd say. Well, when we're at the fish counter, what should we be looking at? I'm going to do that over again. When we're at the fish counter, what should we be looking out for?
Well, in Canada, farm salmon aren't required to be labeled, and this is one of the things that CAR has been demanding for quite some time. Let the consumer know what the product is. Label it. If it says fresh Atlantic salmon, it's farmed. There are no Atlantic salmon commercial fisheries. The stocks are virtually wiped out. Atlantic salmon are in huge trouble. And if you're finding Atlantic salmon in a supermarket or a restaurant, you can bet your life it's farmed. Sometimes they farm Chinook salmon. So ask at the fish counter, is this wild or is it farmed? And if it's farmed, tell them that you're not going to buy it.
That seems like a good thing to do. People, the oceans are sick and stripped. We need your help to save what's left. Catherine Stewart, keep going, and thanks for coming on Co-op Radio.
Thanks, Alex.
This is EcoShock Radio. All environment, all the time. Get more info on the web at ecoshock.org.